In the name of Jesus, the veil and the veil removed. One keeps us out and the other brings us in. By God's grace, we are in. And by His grace, we see clearly. And what a blessed vision this is throughout our pilgrimage. As we just sang together, it is a vision fair. Martin Luther gives two dazzling examples of this blessed eyesight based on today's text. The first has to do with the law and the prophets. His first example says that with the veil in place, one sees in the Old Testament only the law and the prophets. But with that veil removed, one sees there Christ wrapped up in every word. For the Old Testament is really about Christ. Luther's second example of seeing clearly without a veil is about a manger and about preaching. You have to hear these profound and beautiful words, although you may not consider this first sentence beautiful. He says, "We are the animals that go to the manger. There Christ is placed before us, and with this food our souls are fed. He who goes to listen to a sermon goes to this manger, but the sermon must deal with Christ, for not all mangers hold Christ. And not all sermons teach the faith." Notice, there was only one manger in Bethlehem in which this treasure lay. The city was filled with despised mangers, containing nothing but fodder. If the manger holds and teaches something else, then it is not Christ's little manger, and has become the manger of horses, filled with the fodder of temporal preaching and teaching. It is clear that seeing clearly has to do with seeing Christ in everything. He is the wondrous type, the vision fair. All else becomes common, maybe even popular fodder. All else easily becomes a blurred vision of what is true at best. But with the veil removed, we look at a manger and we can see there a cross. Then our text takes a natural homiletical move to the individual believer and what this eyesight means for them. Since the veil has been removed for us, what do we see? What do we see in ourselves? And what do others see in us? The text says, "But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image." For us, then, it is like looking into a mirror that does not just reflect us, but is instead filled with Christ. What a mirror that is. In it we see him, and we see ourselves in his image. And we begin to see how others might see us. It's a totally different picture for all concerned. It's an image that we can hardly believe. But by grace, we believe it and we cling to it. I will never forget the time that a pastor, a good friend, was in my office after he had endured some severe crosses. I told him what a model he had been for all of us as we watched and prayed for him during his suffering. And I was not ready for his response. He sat there and wept. He said, "I find it hard to even hear that you saw that in me. Because through it all, I could see my own sinful response to everything. I was the farthest thing from being exemplary." You see, in his mirror, he still saw himself. He saw his thoughts, his words, and his deeds. He saw what God saw, which was far more than the rest of us ever saw or ever needed to see. Instead, what did we see? We saw a man of faith clinging to the cross of Christ for everything. Therefore, we saw Christ. That's how it works. That's what today's text is about. When the veil is removed, Christ is everywhere. In our suffering, in our preaching, in the manger, on the mount, despised and hanging on two pieces of wood, in every word of his holy word, in a splash of water in simple words, on a banquet table, and yes, Christ in us. Thanks be to God that Christ is everywhere for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.